Dan, thanks for being with us on Sounds Good.
Well, thanks for having me.
What do you do?
Well, we're nearly a century-old organization and have been in the Ohio Valley-Owensboro area for over 55 years. But over the last 3 to 4 years, we have been expanding our programs down in the far west part of the state, which is where I'm originally from, by the way.
Whereabouts?
Whereabouts?
Yeah.
I was born in Paducah and grew up in Princeton, Kentucky. And then we still have a farm there in Callaway County in Hazel. So when I took the president job of Junior Achievement of West Kentucky 9 years ago, I asked, you know, why are we serving, the Owensboro, Ohio Valley area, but we've never had programs down in the far west part of the state, and no one really had a good reason. And so we took it upon ourselves 5 years ago to petition our national office to allow us to serve that area as well, changed our name to JA of West Kentucky, and have been quickly growing and expanding and developing new education business partnerships down in the Penny Rowell and the Purchase area, basically Murray State University's footprint.
And describe some of those initiatives, would you please?
Sure. Junior Achievement is a nonprofit organization that works in local communities, again, to build a closer relationship between the education sector and the business sector, all with the mission of better preparing today's students to be tomorrow's workforce. We work very hard in cooperation with local schools and in the business community to better prepare and inspire young people to succeed in the global economy by focusing on what we call the three pillars of success: financial literacy, work readiness, and entrepreneurship.
What grade level do you start your programs at?
Junior Achievement has programs available kindergarten all the way through 12th grade, so we are a secondary education organization. Our programs are taught by trained business volunteers there from the local community who come into the classroom during the school day to work with the same group of students throughout the program's duration, again, trained by Junior Achievement and armed with our nationally developed, nationally tested materials based on that grade level and the topic.
What schools are you in the Penny Rowell and Purchase areas?
Basically, at this point, we have programs going on in, obviously, Murray and Callaway County, in Marshall County, with Paducah schools down in McCracken County. And we're continuing to work with other schools. We're talking in Graves, talking in the Four Rivers counties as well about starting programs for the upcoming 14-15 school year. We've developed much quicker in the Penny Rowell area. We've grown 110% over the last 2 years. And as we just continue to expand our programs, our focus next year will become on quickly expanding programs in the Purchase area based on school systems that are interested in bringing our work readiness financial literacy programs to their students.
Starting financial literacy at the kindergarten level seems really important to me, to have a person wind up as a working adult with a respect for a personal budget.
Well, and yes, and Junior Achievement programs have been experiential and hands-on since their inception. But Junior Achievement discovered a few decades ago, based on some significant education research around early development, that the kindergarten through third grade window is when a lot of our foundational learning takes place. So we do drive our programs down as early as kindergarten, teaching them the importance of saving, the difference in a need and a want, et cetera. Again, focusing on that foundational learning that will then enable those students to continue learning across those three pillars in middle school and high school when they're really more looking at college and career readiness.
In addition to the in-school curriculum, are there some schools with which you have special projects?
Most of our programming takes place at the school during the school day. We do have some after-school programs, and as well as just continuing learning opportunities through our website, juniorachievement.org or ja.org. We have a student center on there, so maybe family students listening to this program can visit ja.org and visit our student center. And there's lots of games for younger ages, reverse job shadow, scholarship programs at the high school level at our student center, and would encourage families and teenagers kids in general to visit our student center and check out some of the continued learning beyond our in-school programs.
How do you get volunteers from the business community to teach? And I would imagine that they love it.
Well, we hope that they do, and what we hear from our teacher and volunteer surveys is that they do enjoy it. Junior Achievement was created as a nonprofit organization, again, almost 100 years ago, by business. Nearly a century ago, business leaders across America saw the need to have continuing education in terms of financial literacy and teaching economics and teaching how business works in America. So we've got a very proud tradition of everywhere we are, the local business community investing time and energy and financial resources to make sure that our programs are effective and impactful and really a turnkey way for them to bridge the gap between the business sector and the education sector.
When you are looking to begin a program in a school, how do you get the volunteer targeted for that particular school? Yeah.
Where we are expanding our program, we first dialogue with our education partners to make sure that they want the programs. And once they have ordered the programs, if you will, requested what programs that they want, we began working with local community leaders, business leaders, to help us identify and start recruiting our business volunteers. All of our volunteers go through an hour and a half training. And, like all of us, some volunteers gravitate to wanting to work with lower elementary, and some gravitate to middle school, and others gravitate to high school. And we just make those matches, matching up those volunteers at the grade level that they want to intersect with those programs, and connect them with the teacher, provide an hour and a half training to that volunteer, and then let them do what they do best, which is present our material and bring their own real-life experiences, which, beyond the material that we're teaching, really brings relevancy into the classroom. And relevancy is a major component in keeping kids enrolled and staying in school, that they can help connect the dots between school today and their life as a working adult later.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a partnership with regional outreach at Murray State?
We have a wonderful partnership with Murray State University and the regional outreach office there. Murray State University, for the past 3 years, has invested in our own infrastructure of strengthening Junior Achievement of West Kentucky to be able to move down in that area and to expand, providing dollars and assistance in, again, just helping us hire additional staff needed to increase our own infrastructure and start building local action boards in those communities and developing partnerships with the educators. So Murray has greatly fueled our expansion down in West Kentucky of bringing our work readiness financial literacy programs to the Purchase area.
Dan, congratulations for having the bright idea of coming west.
Well, thank you very much. We have enjoyed a lot of success over the last 7 years. We've been named a peak performance area, again, the last 6 out of the 7 years. So we're only one of 6 JA areas in the country, and there's 120 JA areas across our nation that have won that award that often. We're the fastest growing junior achievement operation in the country.
Wow.
And I'm also very proud that we also boast one of the lowest cost per student serves. As your listeners are listening to this, and investing perhaps in junior achievement in their county, they can feel very good about the stewardship of us using their dollars to make the most investment in the future of their workforce.
Thank you so much for speaking with me today.
I really appreciate the opportunity. I listen to you all. I travel down there, obviously, quite a bit, and my radio's always tuned to you guys when I'm traveling down.
Keep it there.
Yeah, I sure will.
Take care.
Thank you.